Hello everyone, I'm Rob Goodwin of YourBostonSports.com. Happy holidays, celebrating 18 years of Your Boston Sports and 5 years of the Red Sox Winter Weekend Group on Facebook. That group's approaching 2,000 members, and if you haven't checked out our new logo, here it is, by our friend Doug Gear. You can get all kinds of shirts and hats at shopwinterweekend.com, so check it out. And now going to the Red Sox, Craig Breslow is at the helm, and I think it's important to understand and realize this is an arranged marriage between Alex Cora and Craig Breslow. They really didn't know each other in 2006 when they played a few games together. And ownership is set, obviously. Cora is the manager, and they brought in Breslow. So my question is, how's it going? We're not really sure. I assume two smart guys, it's probably going okay. Question is it going to work? And when's it going to end, and how's it going to end? I'm not really sure. I think we'll have to see how things go, with Cora on field, and if Breslow is involved at all in any of the decisions and moves that Cora makes on the field. And remember, Andrew Bailey is the pitching coach, and he and Greg Breslow do go back a ways. So we'll have to see how that shakes out as far as the three of them. And remember, they've acquired some pitchers that are unproven. They just signed catcher Roberto Perez, who is a gold glove catcher. I think they needed him. I'm really unsure. I mean, Connor Wong is can throw out base runners to second base, but I think he contributed to some of the defensive woes last year, throwing to other bases. So I think we'll have to see where Roberto Perez fits in on this, if Reese McGuire stays. I know they've committed to him for the year. We'll have to see how things shake out in spring training. Starting pitching, they obviously need a number one and number two. And the longer they wait, everybody knows, the fewer pitches that will be available. A Jordan Montgomery, a Blake Snell. But if you look at the staff they have today, Chris Sale did look good after he came back off the IL last year. He's always a question mark, obviously. And then when you look at Brian Bayo, he's an up-and-coming star. We're pretty convinced of that. Pivetta's key. Pivetta obviously found it late in the season. And he went from basically being an opening pitcher, pitching four, and ended up pitching four or five innings, and even came in for the bullpen and gave them a lot of innings. And he had a couple of starts down the stretch. So it looks like he's figured it out. I think they have to look at him as a starter. As far as the bullpen's concerned, Whitlock needs to stay there. You've got Winkowski. Chris Martin is phenomenal. You have John Schreiber, Bernardino, and newcomer Cooper Criswell. So I don't know. I think that may be an okay bunch. And then you have, obviously, Kenley Jansen as your closer. I'm not really sure if they need to acquire any more help in the bullpen. But starting pitching is obviously important. You can never have too much starting pitching. Now, if we talk about who they would have to balance out Kristen Casas and Rafael Devers, I've read that they think Trevor Story may be the answer. He's not. I haven't seen him hit more than 230. And they have a hole at second base, obviously. They need a second baseman that gives them better defense. And offense would be nice. I think they need it right now. And in left field, right now, they're going to go with Massa. And obviously, he's not the best left fielder in the world. As a matter of fact, they need a defensive replacement for him. So if they can get another right-handed bat to play the outfield and have Massa DH, I think they're in a better spot. And second base, Whit Merrifield is probably a good fit there. He's 35, probably a good fit for a couple of years. So we'll see. Too many question marks right now heading into the first of the year. And hopefully we'll see more of those ironed out. And as I said, I mean, the main thing is two pitchers at the top of the rotation is what they really need. Let's hear your comments. Let us know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Happy holidays, everyone.